This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, if you happen to live in Boise, Idaho, or surrounding areas, Lady to Lady is coming to you.
Yeah, come see your girlsies in Boise.
That's right. We will be there the first weekend of March 2020, doing some shows and a live podcast. We're there March 7th and 8th at the last, what is that? I keep forgetting.
The last lounge at the end of the universe.
Last lounge at the end of the universe.
Guys, it's the week before my birthday.
Oh my God. It's
Brittany's. Our birthday
it's
month.
It's not even a birthday week anymore. It's a week. My week before my birthday week.
It's my birthday fortnight. Yeah. Come like party, pre-party with my birthday.
Seriously, though, we probably will be in a celebratory mood.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a live stand-up show on March 7th at 8 p.m. And then the next day, work off your hangovers at our podcast at noon. Mm-hmm. And then if you want even more of us, we're doing a podcast workshop after that at 3 p.m. where we will be talking, you know, all the tips and tricks of the trade to
if you want to learn to be like us, come to that podcast workshop. It's a pretty good time.
It's going to be fun. We've done it before. They're super fun and like, you know.
We give you kind of everything you need to start your own podcast.
Also, it's International Women's Day. On the 8th. So we're celebrating. Come celebrate that in style with your ladies.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we have, you know, the links on our website, and you can also go to our Twitter and all of our socials to buy tickets and all that stuff. So we hope to see you out there.
Hell yeah.
See you, Boise.
Bye.
I'm Babs Gray and Joe Buck sucks. Hashtag Super Bowl.
I'm Brandy Posey, and it happened to me. I kept my face in my butt like Mr. Potato Head.
I'm Tess Barker, and God damn it, my dog is so cute when he sleeps with his nose tucked into his asshole.
Ooh. You guys should tell me you're doing butt jokes.
I switched mine at the last minute because of Brandy's. I riffed off hers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is Lady... This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a butt?
Neither can butt.
Hello! We got... Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
We fucking did it.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Lady to Lady, the podcast, the movie, the ride, and
the novel,
the musical,
the novelization adaptation musical of the original podcast.
Presented by
yeah,
Sony. Is that our sponsor?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we do
like
have
all
actual
podcasts.
Ads,
yeah, but... we have real sponsors, but the big we're also sponsored by ears.
Yeah.
Headphones.
Mm, okay.
I'd like to get a Tushy sponsorship. Tushy, if you're listening, I'd like a free bidet. I want a bidet.
Oh, bidet.
Okay, we already got free
Squatty
Potties.
Let's put it out into the... We got Squatty Potties. Putting now bidets are the next...
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag Tushy, if you're listening. Lady wow. Tushy.
Lady Tushy. And we also got an extra... You got an extra squat? What happened? Oh, you took... Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You have two Squatty Potties.
I do.
We also didn't officially get sponsored. We just had a listener who works there. So if you happen to work at Tushy and want to send us... How many Tushy ads are we going to get on our Instagrams now after this?
I mean, I get
after
them already.
Saying it. I know. Now it's going to be all
I was
Tushy.
Hanging with some Europeans a couple weekends ago and they were talking about bidets. And then I've been getting Tushy ads.
See, I have something to say about Tushy, but let's bring our guest.
Yes.
My goodness.
Okay.
She's a hilarious comic. She's got a podcast called the IMD Weed Podcast. Kelly McInerney.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I meant to bring this up last time, but thank God we were talking about being on the toilet because this made me think of it.
I mean, we never do, so it's like, just get it out now.
It's pretty rare, but I was in Tess's bathroom, and I saw you guys had a travel pack of poopery.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
I'm assuming it was a gift, but I want to know. Okay.
Travel size is great. My mother-in-law gave them to everyone in the family. They were stocking stuffers. Okay.
That's a good stocking stuffer.
It is a good stocking stuffer, and honestly, I appreciate it because I say, like, it's one thing about, like, Sean and I have a cute little house, but it is trying living in a situation where you always hear the person that you're fucking shitting.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So I appreciate the poopery because at least it's helped with that.
But you can still hear it.
Not the sound. Smell. Not the sound, but the smell.
That's the next step for poopery, is to put an air horn, sort of.
Yeah.
You can blow it while you're pooping.
Well, truthfully, a comic last night on stage was talking about shitting in bathrooms, and I was like, why haven't we just started making it standard to have a white noise machine going in all the public restrooms.
That's nice. A great idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the poop fan in the hotels.
Yeah.
The hotels have figured it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty quick. I'm a quicker pooer than peer, to be honest. It's
a quick
drop
pooper.
And go.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yeah, pescatarian.
Yeah, that's why.
That explains it.
We poop so fast. Vegetarians poop as fast as you pee.
Yeah.
Peeing takes forever.
It was funny though because
I fall, like, I get so tired. I'm just like, it's always like when you're in a rush, it's always long pee.
Outdoor pee, that's going to be the longest pee of your life.
Yeah.
I always saw the pee in A League of Their Own that Tom Hanks has as a challenge.
Mm.
This is the length that I feel like I'd make it if I could have a pee that long.
Yeah. Have you ever
it's
watched?
Good to have a goal.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Carpool or something like that with Tom Arnold? I remember, the only thing I remember in that movie is one scene where some kid is just peeing so long that he like yells at him. And I'm like, I feel like I could go pee longer than that.
See, like, Tom Arnold, I'm going to challenge you.
I'm actually a fast peer, too, and I know this because I honestly get complimented on it a lot. Like, in a lot of bathroom lines, when people are waiting, very frequently, the girl behind me will be like, you're so fast, thank you.
I get that a lot, too, actually.
Yeah.
I got this.
Very efficient. I don't know what's happening in there where it takes so long.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird.
I stack it, like, I wait to pee. Like, that's why I think
stack it?
Build it up. I don't know. Full and then I'm like, I gotta go now, and it's like 5 minutes. They definitely think I'm pooping, and it's just a pee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we did it.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Tushy, if you're listening.
What's the deal with Tushy? What do you want to talk about?
It's a bidet. It's like a...
I know, but what do you want to talk about with it?
Yeah, you
gotta... I just meant Tushies in general. Sorry. I was talking about not the brand.
Tushy is an ant word, right?
Informal. Ant, great ant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me see a Tushy.
Yeah.
Also, Heiny. Yeah.
Heiny
is a big
one. Oh, wow.
Well, I haven't heard Heiny. That's a real throwback. I haven't heard Heiny in a while.
My mom still says it. That's why.
Yeah.
Heiny feels like, would you say Heiny about a grown up? Maybe.
I think boys have a Heiny. I think men have a Heiny. I don't think women have a
never,
Heiny.
I think everyone does.
Yeah. Work I just like that butt. Ass.
Yeah.
I like ass.
I like ass too.
Me too.
Other words for butt.
Sorry, we're tired.
Yeah, just in general, on like a psychic level, we're tired.
So I remember, IMDb'd you, when you get high and you watch a movie and then get high. Or no, you get high and watch it and then do the podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember I don't smoke that much. So when I did it, movie did we watch? Do you remember?
I think it was First Wives Club.
That's a good one to watch.
Yeah.
But I for sure had like an existential crisis during it. I'm just like, I don't think I talked about it.
Do you think it was the First Wives Club? The content of the movie?
No, it was just the lead. I would have had it for any movie.
Yeah.
You know.
You handled it well. We didn't notice.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. But I think I was like melting into a chair for most of the movie and then had to actively tell myself to get my shit together.
Otherwise, you're going to be a first wife.
Right? I saw Baywatch with you guys to do that podcast. And, you know, that was one of those movies that I probably wouldn't have seen had it not been for
that's
the podcast.
A good high
and
movie.
It was a great high movie. And I'm really glad I saw it on the big screen.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. Well, his abs. Zac Efron's abs. That's why I wanted to see it no matter what.
Yeah. But, and I also like have a huge crush on The Rock. So that workout montage where it's both of them working out.
Yeah.
I was like, I could have just watched that on the loop.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't think there was enough shirtless in
I think
it.
We said yeah, yeah. It could have been like
10 times more shirtlessness.
Which for Baywatch,
I know.
Is, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Point, right?
Zac Efron shirtless more in Neighbors than he is in Baywatch, which is a travesty.
Honestly, fucking outrage.
The wardrobe, he shouldn't have even had a wardrobe person. They should have given him one small pair of trunks.
Yeah, little red shorts. That's it. That's all Hobie wore back in the day. Come on.
That's all we want.
And just make him sit around in that for a couple months and let us pay $15 to see it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Were there any, it was like Pam Anderson or Hasselhoff
there
in
was,
it? Little
both.
Throwbacks?
Spoiler alert, both.
Man, great. I think I would definitely do a rewatch of Baywatch if that that showed up on TV. Where is that?
It's on Hulu.
It is?
Yeah, I think it was because I did just fast forward to the workout scenes again because I didn't watch it in full again.
The movie, not the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, the TV show. I don't know.
No.
The movie, not the TV show.
The original TV show.
The original TV show.
I would binge that show.
I would, like, be at least willing to try.
I mean, I don't know if it'd be watchable or not, but I would for sure.
I remember the saving scenes where they're diving into the tank with the rocks in the bottom.
It's like the slow motion scene, so their boobies bounce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, that water was, like, kind of a reason I wanted to move to California because, like, that beach just looked great.
And that is Malibu, and it is great.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It looks like a great beach to almost drown
in. I had an older cousin who was a regular extra on Baywatch, and that to me made her the coolest person in the world. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
The one thing I wish Baywatch had given me, which it didn't, was that it's a lot of boobs in slow motion bouncing, and I'm still not comfortable with my boobs moving a lot, you know?
So you're empathetically feeling their pain.
Yeah, I wish that made me feel okay doing it myself. Yeah. I'm doing jumping jacks.
Well, maybe you just watch yourself in slow motion versus the real time.
I actually have. I was in a web series. Mm-hmm. No big deal, everybody. Mm. But I had to run in slow motion down a hallway. My tits are just going insane. It's fucking wild. Yeah, and so I actually in one take just held them because I was like, I can't watch this happen.
That's interesting that you point that out because I never thought about it at the time, but there's no way that wasn't painful. I have to have my boobs pretty well strapped
down. It's not even pain. It's just I don't like people seeing it.
It hurts me. I don't like my boobs bounce.
Well, they mostly had fake boobs, too, which move differently, too.
Oh, that's so true. Maybe it wasn't painful.
Smoothing separately from your body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
I've never watched the movie, but I do love the theme song. David Hasselhoff's theme song is a banger.
Wait, I was going to say, can we hear it? Some people stare.
Yeah. Afraid to step into the light.
He sang that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So good.
I feel like that's one of those facts that I should have learned from those million talking head shows on,
VH1 or whatever.
VH1. Yeah. But I didn't get that one.
Because we knew about Hasselhoff's popularity in Germany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Looking for Freedom. Yes. It's a good one, too.
I had no idea this was him.
Oh, yeah.
Did he sing other songs? He was
He's huge in Germany.
Yeah.
I knew he was, but I thought it was just his acting.
No,
it's the music.
The music.
No, it's the music. Yes! This is
so good.
I gotta put this on a playlist.
Yes. Yeah. This would be a great song to do a remix to.
Right? I wish he had a comeback.
This could scream singing, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
This is a good... Okay, I'm putting this on dance. I'm putting this on dance for this right now.
Yeah, this is a great DJ Aunt Lisa song for sure.
Yeah. And then I'll have 23-year-olds come up to me and be like, please play something else.
What about, I feel like you had some 23-year-olds at the last dance party.
I did. And I wish you could have seen my face when they came up to me and asked me to play a song. The little girl came up and was like, can you, and she was nice. I just was like, I gave her the biggest stone face ever.
That's hilarious because you are the queen of going up to the DJ and being like,
of course. What did they ask for?
They asked for a Taylor Swift song. I played it.
I have to say, I liked them. I didn't know where they came from.
Yeah, no, they were good.
They were dancing the whole time.
Yeah, they were fine. I just was I just dogged her.
I'm
hard.
Doing a thing.
Yeah.
But it was fine. I needed help. I wasn't in the groove, so I needed.
I thought it was a good playlist.
Yeah.
I enjoyed myself.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to have that song in my head.
It's really good.
It's so good.
Good song. It pumps you up. Mm-hmm. That's a pump up song.
Yeah. I wish I could sing it at karaoke, but it is a yelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. That hurting me immediately. Yeah.
It's like in the Bruce Springsteen kind of range in your voice.
I'm getting a little bit of Bruce. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like it. Yeah, I'm from New Jersey. And
Are you a big Bruce Springsteen fan?
Not a huge one, but I
kind of have to be.
Yeah, exactly.
The requisite amount.
Yeah.
Who else is from Jersey?
Bon Jovi.
Snooki.
Bon Jovi.
Jack Nicholson.
Snooki.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Danny DeVito. That actually
North or South Jersey.
Oh, Danny. Oh, wait a minute. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
They're all from South Jersey.
Oh, wow.
But Danny DeVito's. Oh, yeah. Well, it makes sense. Philadelphia connection.
Yeah. A lot of cool people.
Those are some good. That's the Jersey Devil.
Yeah. Whitney Houston. She's from Newark, right by me.
That's cool. Did you ever do weird New Jersey shit as a kid?
Yeah, we tried to go to, I don't know if I'm allowed to, I don't know if I could say that word, Little Personville?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
Keep the Ville.
Yeah. We never made it. I got in like a car accident, like a taxi cab hit me, but apparently there's like little houses.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And the whole town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's like Clinton Road we
people
drove on.
People actually live there, or it's just like a attraction?
I think it's empty. I don't know if people live there. They say they do. Right. And they get mad. And but I don't know if that's probably just the legend or whatever.
Oh, it's an abandoned city. Ooh.
Yeah.
This is cool.
There are at least 6 small houses with small doors, small windows, and small furniture inside. Some of very ornate exterior decorations.
There's one in Long Beach, you guys.
Really?
Yeah,
ooh.
Dang.
Ooh,
and
that's
I guess that's where Munchkins lived during the filming of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Okay, gotta go to that.
Yeah. That's pretty
I'm
fun.
I'm down.
Yeah. I love my life because I'm like, I'll get someone to pay me to go to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
That's great.
And there was like this Clinton Road, which was like a haunted road that somebody, I think she had like prom. She didn't go to prom or something. Mm-hmm. Just like has a I don't remember, but
Clinton Road, New Jersey.
We drove there and there was nothing that haunted. I had.
It's always a letdown.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the weird New Jersey stuff where you're just like, ooh, a devil worshipping cult was down at the end of this, and you're like, well, there's spray paint.
Yeah.
So.
I remember you posted like a Christmas house that was decorated like a haunted house from
in Baltimore.
From where? From. So it's for the haunted house from Baltimore?
Yeah, it's called Halloween House. It's in Baltimore.
That's right.
And it is decorated for Halloween and has lights on all year long. And then Christmas,
like
it goes
that.
Full Nightmare Before Christmas. And it's only like it's a row house and a row of houses. And none of the other houses have decorations around it. But year round, this thing has a giant Jack Skellington on the roof.
There's like human beings living there.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
I love that.
Halloween House. Google it, guys.
I love that.
It's really, really fun.
Yeah, I saw your stories of it. It's funny.
The Los Feliz Murder House?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it. No.
Wait, what
I
is it?
See it.
Mm-hmm. It's like this guy who went nuts and like killed his family on Christmas Day.
Oh, really? It's since been bought by somebody else and then torn down. Yeah.
Oh, you can't go there anymore.
No. Yeah, but the property is still there. But like the house is gone.
It was like this family. When was the murder? It was like in the 60s.
Maybe 50s even.
It was a long time ago, and this family got murdered. Except the daughter escaped and was able to get to across the street. But the rest of the family died, and they just sealed off the house and never changed anything about it.
Yeah. Ooh. The dad like was like a doctor who had like a lot of debt that he just like was ashamed of and like kind of went crazy, and as opposed to like filing for bankruptcy, he murdered his family with a ball-peen hammer.
It's like an Amityville Horror but real life.
Say I don't know if this is true, but like if you looked in the window of the Christmas tree and the presents and stuff were still like up in there.
There was a bunch of like stuff from the 50s because it was just sealed up or whatever. I remember going there once and was like, ooh, okay.
Have you guys seen any ghosts? Like I like going to spooky stuff, but I never like I try and take pictures with the flash on to get the orbs. But never. One time I thought I had an orb, but it was just dirt on my screw the thing. I was like, I got, and then I was like, so close.
Yeah. I wish. No, yeah. I've never seen a ghost.
I've had a few things. Like when we were in high school, my friend Steven would take us on. He was great. He would tell us these really good, scary stories about where we were going. And then we would go off onto these places like around Southern California. Mm-hmm. And we went to this one ranch that was like out by, I think out by like Satakoy or kind of, you know, out by the 134. And I guess that the legend was that they used it after World War II to do like genetic testing on human beings. And there was a giant goat boy that lived there.
Oh,
and we went out there. I swear to God, we were like quietly out of this place. And we heard like this loud, shrill, scary thing. So that happened.
Jim Brewer lived there.
Yes.
he's been. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad he's okay. Ish.
For our younger listeners, he had a character on SNL called Goat Boy. Yeah.
And also Jim Brewer was a comic actor who was on SNL.
Yeah. Okay. And Half-Baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had an abandoned hospital in Salt Lake that we like snuck into. I don't think I ever snuck into it. I was in the outskirts, but I had some friends sneak into it and stuff, but didn't ever see anything. I did have a friend recently who showed me his house, I guess, was a hospital in the Civil War, and he fucking showed me a picture that his mom took where you straight up, like, it looks like there's a ghost.
Oh, God.
In the window doing the hair of, like, a woman in front of him. It's a fucking terrifying photo.
Fuck.
Oh, actually, I have a friend that just showed me a photo of, like, he used to go to this music open mic in Wisconsin, and a really good friend of his was an older man that had like was a harmonica player, was always there, and he died, and then the next week his wife like took a photo of him, like sat at the bar where they always sat, and there's like a shadow next to him that is like looks like the album like that guy.
But it's really just because he burned his image into the wall by sitting there.
Yeah, exactly.
My ex-boyfriend had an aunt that died, and right after she died, his little like niece was running through the house with a disposable camera. Mm-hmm. And she took a picture of their kitchen. It was just like a 5-year-old kid with a disposable camera. So she took a picture of their kitchen. And when they got the photos developed at like CVS or whatever, and I saw this picture when it was developed, there was a light image superimposed of his aunt, but like when she was young. It was like when she was 20.
Holy
and
shit.
She's just standing there with her eyes closed. I mean, you can see it very distinctly. You can see the shirt she's wearing. She's like dressed from the 70s.
What
and
the fuck?
She's just standing in her kitchen as her young self. That is the scariest thing
that's
I've
crazy.
Ever seen.
Oh, my aunt. My aunt has a crazy story where like, so my mom passed away like about 6 years ago. And a couple months before she died, my aunt would, like, had moved in and was like helping take care of her and stuff. And my mom was like sleeping upstairs. And then my aunt went upstairs to like, go get like her like dishes after she'd eaten or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my mom woke up and was like, oh, your sister was here. She says that you need to name her. And what like this is not a secret in our family, but like why would you talk about this? My grandmother and my grandfather pre-World War II had a miscarriage. And they just buried this baby on the property.
Oh,
basically.
Shit.
But the kid never had a name.
Oh, shit.
So it's like nothing that's like ever been like, you know, it's not like secret, but like, why would you ever talk about it?
Yeah.
And my mom was like fucked up with morphine and stuff. So it's like, why would you even be thinking about this? And my aunt is so funny because she calls me. She's like, yeah, so we just call her Mary now. So I guess Mary is here. My older sister Mary was in the house. And I'm like, you are being so casual about this.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I got another aunt. Somewhere hanging out. Yeah.
But a baby aunt.
Yeah, baby aunt.
I need a name, please. Thank you.
I like how pushy she is.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I went to the Queen Mary and did that 3-hour
long.
Oh,
how was long. That?
It was long.
Is that too long for spooky?
Kind of, because it was just mostly boring until like we went to the pool area and then we all went into the changing rooms. We went to one each and I heard scratching, but I think it could all, like my dad was with me, so he might have just been messing with me, but it was very scary.
So is it a haunted thing or that you just like, do they set up haunted shit or?
No, it's what just, is it exactly? They just show you like, oh, this, it's like haunted and they tell you about, there's like 4 ghosts.
But it's not like a haunted house.
There's
it's
not like actors. No. Okay. Oh, I would prefer that there were actors.
They are like Dark Harbor. That's a Halloween thing.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
They have like a ghost tour all the time, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
I see. Mm.
Yeah, well, that's what we saw Sugar Ray, so the ghost of Mark McGrath.
Right. Hello. He's a Republican now, isn't he?
Yeah. Wait, what? He is?
Yeah, he just got canceled like a week ago. Yeah.
No.
Sorry. Yeah, Trump supporter. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Bummer.
I know.
He was so great.
Oh.
God damn it, Mark.
He just wants to fly out of our existence.
Out of our hearts. All right, we're going to go grieve the loss of Mark. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, welcome back to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Kelly McInerney.
Hi.
Yeah.
Guys, I know I'm not supposed to be looking on Instagram right now, but Jennifer Aniston just posted the cutest thing. Can I just talk about it?
Yeah.
It's her with Courtney Cox and Lisa Kudrow. It says hi from the girls across the hall.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
I never watched Friends.
That's
really?
Cute.
Yeah. I watched the one episode Thanksgiving one where Brad Pitt guest star. Because,
that's a great one.
Yeah, my cousin loved, like, it was during Thanksgiving it aired or something. So we had to watch it because
she was
there.
People do all the Friends, like, Thanksgivings sometimes.
Mm, that sounds really pleasant.
Yeah.
It is nice.
Is that's the same one where Joey has the turkey on his head? I like that one.
I think that's just another Thanksgiving episode. Okay, I don't know if that's the same one.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
I kind of came in and out of Friends. I didn't really watch it consistently.
I feel like I, for some reason, I know it way more than I should.
Yeah.
I watched it pretty religiously.
Yeah.
Like, I know I know the names and stuff. I just Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a light watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think I would check back in and out, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We watched a whole season of it when we.
We're doing a Patreon show.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Tom Selleck was on it, right?
Yes.
He played
him
Monica.
And Courtney Cox were like a.
Yeah. He's hot.
He's so hot.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Man,
it was like her dad's friend, so they're
Mr. Baseball.
Cool. I wanted to see her reaction to when Brad Pitt won the Golden Globe, like Jennifer Aniston. I don't think they cut to it.
Are you still on this?
I just want to know how they are.
Sure they don't give two fucks about it. I'm guessing.
I don't know, like, but here's the thing, it's a testament to how perfect they were as a couple that society just can't let it go.
True,
like,
like our prom queen,
America's prom king and queen. Like, I'm sure they had amazing sex, and like, can you just picture them like coming home drunk and sharing a cigarette and then fucking? Like, yes. Like, they just seem very happy.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, in terms of
I think they look like that on paper, like in a picture, but I don't think.
Oh no,
they seem like
I
their
think
personalities
that,
are good.
Oh, I disagree. I think based on their personalities, they made perfect. Like, way better sense than Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because Jennifer Aniston's also kind of like a party girl. I don't know. Like, she's kind of cool. Yeah.
She seems more like straight-laced. No?
When she was younger, she was a big party girl.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, when she was with Brad Pitt, she was like, she's gotten more into yoga and the smart water and what have you. But when she was younger, she was,
Did you see those creepy drops commercials she's doing now? Eye drops?
No.
It's like some,
Is it Clear Eyes or something?
It's like some commercial where there's all these screens in her house, like talking to her. And then she's like, okay, we all know we need a break from screens. One way you can help your eyes is with drops. And it's just a weird,
weird.
Like, don't do this.
What's with
like
her and water things?
Her and water.
She also will not turn down a commercial. I mean, and like, God bless her for that. Like, seen that one? I don't know if it even aired in the United States, but it was that commercial for some like extremely expensive Middle Eastern airline.
No.
You've never seen this video? It's this commercial she does where she's like, wakes up on a plane. She's like, oh my God, I just had a worst nightmare. I dreamed that I woke up on a plane and there was no full bar.
Oh, I have seen that. I have seen that. Yeah.
And it's just her walking around this airplane with these ridiculous amenities, acting like this should all be but yeah, she probably got paid a lot of money for that.
Hey, I get it.
I hope so.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, make your money.
Let's play a game. It's that, you guys got it?
Zoink.
I don't know what this is called. This is called MySpace. You ever take MySpace quizzes?
A while ago.
Of course.
Recently? Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. Kelly's still doing the MySpace thing.
I wish I had my login just to see.
I did. It's all fucked up now. You can barely even look at your page anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because
they've like ruined it all trying to fix it.
I wish the whole internet would just self-destruct after a certain amount of time.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
You know? Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well. The girl can
but this is one of those MySpace quizzes, sort of.
Cool.
That's the idea, at least.
Yeah.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
I'm a lot, and I say like. Oh, I use bro and dog and dude.
And dog.
Yeah.
So much
dog.
My mom gets very mad at me. She's like, this is why.
She's like, I'm not your dude.
Yeah. She says that all the time because I'm like, it's this time, dude. And she's like, well, first of all, I'm not your dude. I'm like, just let me live.
Sean doesn't like when I call him dude.
Yeah.
But I think I overdo it a little bit too. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just like a dude.
Yeah,
I overdoed it.
Overdoed it.
I think I say hell yeah a lot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, hell yeah is a good one.
Obviously, like, we all...
Yeah.
Listening to a comedy set is a nightmare.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I think it's when you're hearing your own ums and likes, it's very jarring.
Mm-hmm.
But because we all do it, I think we all cancel it out. Like, we don't hear it in other people.
Oh,
it depends.
You have to really be actively listening, I think, to hear it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's part of their you know, like, but
do you think that that's something that we needed, like the like that pause to find the next word, or is it like something that we've learned societally?
Yeah, what happened? Where did that? Why did that start getting put into our?
Yeah,
yeah. I wonder if people used to talk a little bit slower and didn't have the like, and then it became more in fashion for whatever reason to speak more quickly. So we felt like we had to fill in a like while we thought.
But if you think if old timey news reporters, they talk fast in there.
Ah, hey, 23 screws.
Oh yeah, you're right. Like people that had the radio wire.
Right. I mean, I don't know if that's a real whatever stereotype.
Like there's a war. Like.
There's a war, like, going on.
Because, like, nobody's grandparents talk like that.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like feels like it really hit the scene in the 90s.
It's the Valley Girl.
It's Valley Girl.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a California. Yeah.
Very influential.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Infiltrated the world.
But it is strange how many of us do it. It's a very common.
Mm-hmm. I think it is because you don't want to have, like, a pause. You're always scared of silence. So you're involuntary. It's a part of your brain that isn't even thinking of like what words you want to say in a sentence. It's like this tick that your brain is filling in between syllables.
That's why I think of it as a tick pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. No. They do it in Ireland too. I've heard like Irish people, they use it the same way, which is interesting. I'm curious as to how it developed because those are the only two cultures that I know that like really do it.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Other than that I've like interacted with, I guess. Yeah. It's just interesting, like what the other versions of
now
that
I just
are.
Keep hearing it.
I know. I think we've ruined the rest of the podcast. Unfortunately. Yeah. Fuck.
That's my other favorite word to say too much.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
I know. I don't even realize it at all.
Which one?
Fuck. I mean, I just swear constantly.
And me too. And it's supposed to be like the worst word, but I'd say I say fuck probably almost as much as I say like.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I drop it all the time.
I dropped a couple of fuck bombs in front of like children around Christmas just because I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I don't even monitor myself at all.
I know. Oh, it's like hard to check with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's good. I think we should like that should be on its way out. No more bad words.
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Bad words are hate speech.
And it has to like, start with parents. Stop telling your kids that there are bad words. Let your kids cuss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do want to.
I don't know about this.
I want to curse less just because I want to treat it like a treat. You know?
I get that.
As a treat?
Yeah. Like I feel
want to say fuck as a treat.
Yeah. I feel like the passion behind fuck is gone because we're just using it so like, like, you know?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I want it to be like fuck, you know?
Yeah,
with some emotion.
I think that's true because there are obviously like words that people shouldn't use. And if you took out the, you know. Mm-hmm. The swear words and made those separate. It's like those are a separate thing. They're just kind of like naughty words. They're just they're not like hate speech.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. The emphasis on swear words is really misguided.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing to shame people for because fuck, you're at worst talking about sex and shit. You're talking about defecating, which everyone does. Charo did tell me that shit is only funny the first time you say it in a scene. Charo?
Charo.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I've never, I'm like, you're right. Like, if you only say shit once, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It loses its funniness increasingly.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I am proud because I feel like I've opened up my aunt and my dad to fuck. We're like, as a kid, we never said it. And then now I got them dropping F-bombs all over the place whenever I'm home.
Nice. Oh, great.
Feels good.
It's so funny. It's like, I don't notice at all.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I clearly just got in trouble for that. Listen to our top secret sessions if you want to hear about
careless use of adult trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. What is the quality you most like in a man?
Oh, God. I want to say sense of humor. I feel like...
Oh no! You're screwed.
I know. No, I don't know. Probably not, because I also like it is. Sometimes I'm competitive about it too. So totally. Probably not sense of humor. I don't know. Loyal. It's gonna sound like a dog. Loyalty.
Yeah.
Cute. They gotta be good. I like a good
tail.
Yeah.
You like an Efron.
Yes. Yeah. Just not as dumb or like addicted to heroin. I think he was like a heroin addict. I think he's sober now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What, Zac Efron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could see that.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Just a little bit smarter. But still that
look, yes.
He just needs some pals, some like good friends, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not any yes men, you know?
Yeah, he fell into the famous too young trap.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I think, of course, you want someone, you know, we're comedians, so sense of humor is implied all the time, but it's especially important now because how are you supposed to, like, hang out with somebody if they can't make you laugh? That's pretty up
also,
there.
Also, laugh the right way. Like, you don't want to, one of those bros that, like, are making dumb jokes, you know, like the Joe Rogan bros. Not saying that that's probably, he's, some of them are good, but some of them are like,
No.
Yeah, that's not the last we're looking for.
Of course.
Yeah, and someone who, like, I mean, I think as a funny person, you also, like, appreciate laughter from someone who's also funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it means some, that's not that, like, regular people laughing at you doesn't mean something, but yeah, it's like, it's just another, you feel seen, kind of, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's an exchange of wit. It's like, it's a whole dance, too, you know?
I don't know. It's like a philosophy, kind of, how you look at the world, too. You know, it's like, you know, humor is like taking the power back from something by, like, making fun of it. And it's like, I want somebody that also kind of can look at things that way as well.
Yeah, right.
Like, I have a dark sense of, I went on a date and I made some Jeffrey Dahmer joke or something. Mm-hmm. And the guy didn't even know who Jeffrey Dahmer was.
Next.
So I was like, bye.
Yeah, you gotta go, pal. Yeah, totally.
I like, he must know who Jeffrey Dahmer is.
That's so stupid.
Number one.
That's your must love dogs.
Okay, let's see. These are kind of intense. Sorry.
If you were to die and come back as a person or thing, what would it be?
Ooh, probably a dog.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. That's but good. With a good family, you know?
One that has a good home.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of dog do you see yourself as?
A mutt.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But like an older, like a big mutt, you know, not like a little dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. More like mostly yellow lab.
Oh, so Buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but are you thinking like you had a little bit of life on the streets and then got taken in? Or what do you think you're?
Yeah, maybe it's like the dog in Look Who's Talking. Didn't they like get him from the street?
I can't remember.
Was that Bruce? Well, I forget.
No, Bruce was the baby.
Bruce was the baby. The kid.
I mean, see, look, I'm gonna find out who are the animals.
Does the dog show up? He's in number two, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
There's three of them. I didn't even know that.
I think three is the animals.
I always thought that was the first one. I forgot about the baby.
They're not? No, the second one is when the sister comes
in. Yeah, it's the second baby, and then the third one is the
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, Roseanne's the sister.
Yeah, and then let's see. Look Who's Talking three.
Or like All Dogs Go to Heaven, you know, Charlie. Didn't he get taken?
John Travolta.
I had a crush on Charlie.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the like man looking for. Look Who's Talking Now is what it's called.
I think he's a big, who are these voices?
Let's see.
Because this is a big thing. We had Homeward Bound.
Loved it. Homeward Bound.
Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. Okay.
Shadow, man, when he almost didn't get it.
Oh, that's like such a good moment.
So good.
Danny DeVito.
Very good.
I was going to say,
I didn't look at her. I just knew it was going to be Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito as Rox and Diane Keaton as Daphne.
That's right.
Yeah. Right. There
love it
is.
She's a cat.
No, she's a poodle.
Oh, okay.
She's a poodle. Very, like, I think poodles had a real moment in the early 90s because there's also Oliver and Company and, like, the Georgette from that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Remember, you guys know that?
I remember Billy Joel. Billy Joel killed it in that.
Also.
He killed a dog.
I remember laughing really hard.
It was Cheech.
Oh, yeah. I remember where he goes, "Ay, Chihuahua." And that was so funny.
Yeah, it's like, you're a Chihuahua. And then that movie's funny too because it's like, so she's like the bougie little poodle, and then like this little scrappy troll ends up with her. Anything's possible, guys.
Aww, yeah,
inspiring.
It's beautiful.
I do think a dog, I mean, as far as lives go, like, A, you're in the moment all the time, so no need to learn how to meditate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all you really have to do is play.
Although I would love to see a dog learn to meditate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All you have to do is play, have bodily pleasure, and eat. That's your whole life.
Bodily pleasure.
Yeah.
But you get fixed pretty early on.
No, scratches, pets.
Oh, I see.
That's not sexual.
That's the way you described it. Have bodily pleasure.
Okay, that wasn't the best way to say it.
I was like, well, I mean, like, Garth does seem like he has bodily pleasure often. Yeah. So that is kind of his vibe.
You know, pets.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say it in a way that sounded like, oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Man, Kirstie Alley got a bad rap.
Dude, I loved Fat Actress, but
I need to watch it.
I tried to rewatch it, and I don't think it holds up as well. Mm-hmm. Mm. Just letting you know, it was funny at the time.
What is? I don't know what that is.
It was kind of supposed to be her like comeback show, where she kind of plays a version of herself, basically, and all, like, her trials and tribulations, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like fuck off everybody. But I could see how that wouldn't hold up now.
Yeah,
I remember liking Veronica's Closet a lot.
That was a good show.
Yes.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that.
Okay, what is your motto?
Oh, good one. Oh, man. It's probably YOLO. I got a little YOLO tattoo.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
YOLO
God.
YOLO tattoo with, like, a shaka. Yeah.
Yeah. Zac Efron also has the same tattoo.
Wait, really?
No.
Allegedly. Oh, my God. I don't know if it's real, but there's...
You're deep in the Efron.
Okay, I had no
I got it
idea.
For free, though. I got it for... I didn't, like... I feel like that makes it... Better.
Wait, you don't know if he has that tattoo?
Hold on. No, he does. I'm Googling right now.
So, yeah, but sometimes there's makeup. I don't know. Sometimes they don't see it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Probably
oh.
makeup.
They cover
it's probably
it
makeup,
sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Wow.
I liked it, too,
I
though.
I mean,
it
there's nothing more YOLO than getting a free tattoo that Zac Efron also has.
Yeah. Okay, this is so endearing. I love this.
I think yours should be... Like, you only live Zach, because that's your...
Yoles?
Yeah, YOLO. There it is.
I feel like Zac Efron sometimes says Yoles.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what he says when he's coming. Yoles!
Hopefully one day I'll find out.
I want that for you.
Yeah, thanks. I just like the location, too.
That's a good spot.
It wasn't... Yeah.
What do we call this? The meat of the...
Yeah, you little like pinky meats.
Hand pinky meat.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like right next to the pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the fat of the hand right there.
That's because it's like discreet, but also like a reminder that you can have whenever you want.
Yeah,
it.
Do you forget about it and see it and you're like, yeah, I will YOLO.
Not really. I should.
That's the problem with tattoos, because I think they're like supposed to have that and then they don't. You know?
Yeah.
I've got mine and I like never look at it.
Uh-huh. But it's probably still sinking in on a subconscious level.
Right.
Yeah. How do you think people with mustache tats are feeling these days now? That mustache tat on their hand?
I thought you meant like on their face.
Oh, that's what I thought too.
Oh, no, on their finger.
That
the finger,
so
the finger mustache
God.
Tats. I think people
yeah,
are
thank
still.
Thank God the mustache thing is over.
Because I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah, ish. But I feel like people went pretty hard in on Movember this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just mean mustache culture as far as it being like on mugs everywhere.
I think
like,
lip was the tipping point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've moved away from the stash. Remember when it was like a big pink mustache?
That
sure do.
Furry.
I've still got it. I've still got it in a chest somewhere. I'm like, this will be a good thing to have. I don't know.
A mustache tattoo sounds like at least it's an
it
active
fun.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cute because it was mm-hmm. played out, but it's almost like pirates where, let's be honest, it's evergreen.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because, like, it's like a silly old-timey joke. It's almost like having a banana tattooed to your banana peel tattooed to your foot.
I always wanted to do a different
That's a
version.
Good was that just is. Your next.
Yeah.
I like it.
Be fun. I always wanted to do two tiny dots right there and then you'd have
face.
A little man.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
And then it's small so you wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
but then like
that.
To a kid you could just blow their mind with it.
Yeah. I think that's dope.
Yeah, I think it'd be
I
a fun
will
little
say
tattoo.
I tried to blow my niece and nephew's minds by doing the upside down mouth thing. They could not have cared less.
But that's a classic. Aww,
I know. Yeah. And you don't know how dumb you feel doing that until you're upside down on a bed trying to
You painted eyes on your chin?
Yes.
Are you serious? I don't appreciate it.
I got fucking screwed. It was bad.
They're weird.
The critics weren't in.
Wow, that's a tough bomb.
Yeah, that's ant fail.
Really embarrassing.
Then you have to like
that.
Write yourself to the
then
right.
Then you have
direction.
To wipe it off your chin.
Did you use a water
base?
I think I was okay.
Markers?
I don't think there was any Sharpie left or anything, but I didn't have any like goatee of my failure. But it was rough.
Man, I just babysat for some girls and they made me do it, and they filmed me with my. They're just like, let's use your phone to film, and I'm like, okay, but. They were into it.
You gotta accidentally send that to a guy instead of like a naked picture. Yeah.
What if you did that and then you gave a guy a blowjob with that?
Oh, that'd be great.
Like, ooh, like singing.
It's a microphone. I have sung into a dick. I have. He couldn't get it up, so I sang "Bring Me to Life" by Evanescence. Fun for me, not him. Didn't still get it up.
I was gonna say, did the helper hurt?
No. Also, in Evanescence is such a screaming band.
Yeah, it is.
That's what a choice.
That's some power. You got some pipes, there, Kelly.
It was just my voice.
Wake me up inside.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's so funny.
That's great.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. Holy shit. We're back. I'm Lady and Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Kelly.
Hi.
And wow, that was great. If you have a lady problem, just sing at a dick.
Yeah. If you have other songs that you could sing into a dick, find us. Ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Ladytoladycomedy. Or if you want to write us in a lady problem, we want them. Send them to us now.
Yeah.
We're going to give people advice. What do you think about that?
Sure. Let's do it.
Great.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Hi, I saw Brandy asking for lady problems on Facebook. He used some work-life balance advice. I love my job, and I don't want to leave, but since I've been single for the last year, I feel like my life has revolved around work. I'm struggling, not with balancing my work and life schedules, but with having any life outside of work at all. I moved to a new city for this job, so even my extracurriculars like brunch with friends or my weekly Dungeons & Dragons games are with coworkers. This may be a broad question, but how does one get a life? Thanks.
Man, I don't know. Because of stand-up, I don't know. Like, I don't know how any adults make friends.
We talk about this before. We're like, well, we don't have normal lives, so it's different, you know, because, yeah, we make friends with all the stand-ups we do stuff with.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know what city you live in, but, like, I know here in L.A., there's, like you play Dungeons & Dragons. Like, that, I think, is probably maybe easier to find, like...
Other people, for
yeah.
sure.
Like, yeah. Here there's a place called, like, Geeky Tees, and there's, like, places that, like... have more board game type meetup things.
Yeah.
You know? I think I just did a show in a comic book shop and they, you know, they have like meetups or stuff like that. And if I didn't have all my shit going on, I would definitely do that. Cause those are easy places to drop in and like they're made to be a community thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think you can just show up and like they have game nights and if you like games, go to a night and do it. It's a little, obviously you have to put yourself out there a little bit, but
for sure.
I think it's worth it. Especially,
at least you have the game to rely on.
Yeah. It's not like just going and sitting at a bar or something. You have like an activity to do.
Yeah.
And this is where I like a game. Because it's when you're getting to know somebody, like in an activity situation, I think that's nice to be like, okay, this is like a first thing we can do to like kind of get to know each other. And then you get conversation from there.
Yeah. I mean, good for you. You're also like, at least you're doing stuff with your coworkers. You're not just like sitting around.
Yeah, at least they're good coworkers that you could be friends with.
I mean, that's also like plenty. You know, you don't need a ton outside of that. I mean, I also feel like maybe dabble in the Tinder Bumble situation because even if you go on dates where they're not like people that you actually want anything serious with, that's just going to get you in the habit of like meeting new people and maybe going to places you wouldn't normally go.
Yeah.
I think they have friend options or something on some
Bumble
app.
Does.
Has anyone done
that? Yeah, I think Bumble
they
does.
They do, but I don't know how much they work. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the new one that everyone is on
Hinge?
Now?
Hinge, I don't think does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't know if all cities have this, but LA has a group called Inspired Women of LA. So maybe look for a Facebook group that's like, you know, other people that are like single in your town. I mean,
also sports, like I joined soccer last year, then basketball this year to try and meet friends, or I joined soccer to look for dick, didn't find it.
Did you make some friends along the way?
Not really. Just my one friend that told me to do it, and he did not ask me to do it this year.
Yikes.
But, I mean, I'm sure if you're good at it. I wasn't the best. That's why.
Well, you shouldn't have to be in rec league, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good definitely a good approach. And mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's the answer is like put yourself out there, but yeah.
just got to lean in like mm-hmm. that book.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think it is just kind of, it's and maybe like, is there stuff that these are like you already played Dungeons and Dragons. This is also moving to new places, a moment to, are there things that you want to do, but you've never tried before too? You know, so find like kind of push yourself to like see if there's like something that you're like, oh, I always wanted to do that. But mm-hmm. I just like don't identify as like that kind of person.
I do.
Let me try something.
Yeah,
new.
I do think the Tinder tip is really good because it's mm-hmm. like you can, you know, depending on what you're looking for, it doesn't, if you just want to be single right now, you don't even have to mm-hmm. look at it like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've
yeah.
had really good experiences when I go to other cities, like going on Tinder and just meeting people because they know the city. They show me some cool mm-hmm. thing I never would have seen, you know. Yeah. So maybe you can tell them like, Not. I'm new to the city. I don't know anybody because that's dangerous. But
yeah.
You know, show me your favorite place. In this town, and like you get to kind of just have some cool experiences. And if you go in mm-hmm. with no expectations, then you could make a friend or like mm-hmm. you know, I've made buddies with people in those situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
have to like
also,
be a sexual thing.
I'm not opposed to Craigslist. When I first moved out here, I posted an ad looking for friends on Craigslist.
Yeah,
how did that go? I went on one friend date, and she was really nice. Yeah. We were going to hang out again, and then. You know, I guess that shit happened, but mm-hmm. like it was normal. It was mm-hmm. normal and fine.
Cool. Yeah.
So like you can find normal people on Craigslist.
Yeah. I mean,
like
you're
look,
there.
Woman for woman.
Yeah. You're there.
Like platonic. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did it a long time ago when I first moved here. Yeah. I did like a platonic mm-hmm. thing and hung out with this chick and her boyfriend. They were cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I've met randos. I mean, when I first got into running, there was this group of people that I knew one of the girls tangentially, but there was this group of people that I was running with. And it was fun. We would run like 4 miles and then get like beers and pretzels mm-hmm. on the boardwalk. So that kind of, I think the sports stuff is good.
Yeah.
Because then that has like a built in like afterwards hang where you can get like food and drink.
I think that's a good thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give the vibe that has something where you're going to want to hang out afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's also important just to remember like, you know, it's kind of like dating where it's like not, this is a forever friend. It's like, oh, this is just somebody that I can just like talk and pass the time with for now for a little bit.
I think that's what's harder because it's like, it's with dating, there's such a specific like goal or thing. But when it's friendship, it's so much more, you know, that's such a harder thing to like, kind of go towards with somebody.
It is.
For sure.
It's, you're like, do you want to tell each other's secrets?
Like, do you want to start a club where we babysit people?
Because it's like, we talked about this, but you can't like just outright be like, I don't want to hang out with you as a friend. Yeah. You know?
Friend breakup is touchy, as we've discussed many times.
Hard.
On here. But I also feel like, I mean, yeah, like the people that have ended up being good friends of mine, a lot of them have been from comedy, but it's also been kind of like all different random places too. So I feel like it's a numbers game. Like the more you're just kind of socializing people, the more I think naturally prone you are obviously to meeting someone that you.
Yeah.
And also like if you podcast, you know, if you listen to big ones, like they have followings and meetups in different cities. So make sure you're looking out for that. Or if you're in their group, post in there. And we've had, you know, people listen to the show, come together to shows and see us.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And become friends through the podcast. So
definitely
if you, you know, post in those groups and be like, I live here. Does anyone want to get coffee? I think that's a way to know somebody like kind of has this, you know, same sense of humor as you, at least is like into.
At least you have one thing in common.
Right.
Yeah. Already.
Definitely. And there's like volunteering for things. It's like Tess works at the shelter and she has like friends through that as well. Mm-hmm. Even getting if you got a dog, there's dog parks. That opens you up to a whole lot of stuff too.
It sounds like she works all the time. So I wonder if that's true. Right. But if her job is good enough, maybe she can afford a dog walker.
Yeah.
Because that does. Dogs are wonderful for getting you out of the house.
Yeah.
And like,
absolutely. And they're also friends.
Exactly. Or if you never want to talk to another human again, that will also. So you'll be fine.
Suffice.
Dare I say it, best friends.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. Like, because we do have a built-in, like, you know, our jobs are social. So one of us moved to a new city right now, it'd be like, well, not like you're going to be friends with everybody immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of like
easy.
Inherently social. Yeah. But it sounds like you're hanging out with your friends from work anyway. So it's kind of
like those are friends.
Yeah.
But I understand you should. It's healthy to have life outside
variety.
Of that. But
yeah. Yeah, well, ideally, like they bring in like their friends too, and then like their your coworkers' friends that aren't your coworkers maybe become, you know.
What about like I've been wanting to do this in my neighborhood. I was like, gosh, I want to have like an open house for the, you know, neighbors to come over. But I've lived there for like 11 years, never spoken to half the people who live nearby, and they haven't spoken to me. You know, just we just haven't hung out.
Did Pool Guy ever respond to you?
pool guy never responded. Aww. I don't think he opened the Instagram. Aww, okay. I Instagrammed a neighbor and was like, hey, I used to sneak into your pool.
Nice. I thought he would take the bait.
Yeah. I don't think he posts very much, so he might not know about the other folder.
I mean, I feel like barbecue, when it gets a little bit warmer, if you're just like, hey, Nabe, we're having... I think like... have a couple other friends over and be like, we're having some friends over if you guys want to stop by.
If you're like, yeah. I know that's like pretty putting it out there, but I feel like that's a cool, if you're the type of person who can do it, do it.
Yes.
Go for it.
Or like just go, go dancing with your coworkers and then like you might meet people there. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how I met one of my friends. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of non-comedy people that I know.
Right. Yeah.
Classes.
Groups. Yeah, even improv class, even though it's kind of goofy and stuff,
those really bond people.
Yeah, it really
makes you get out of your shell, which I think are two important things.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't have to be for anything; you could just do it.
A lot of people do it just for hobbies. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you just need to up your hobbies a bit.
Yeah,
that's me. Yeah, that's my diagnosis.
Hashtag up your hobbies.
Yeah.
Well, we solved it.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Let us know about all your new friends.
Yeah. Send a picture with all of your new friends that you've got just from this, from answering this.
And then watch Friends with your friends. Yeah.
Exactly.
Kelly, where can people find you and your podcast on the internet?
You could find me at Holly Weirdo on Instagram and Twitter. Kelly McInerney was taken. I could have went the Kelly. Didn't think about
That's
it.
That's always a weird. You're like, am I going to be that
person? Yeah. And then IMD Weed is just everywhere. Like IMDweed.com and IMD Weed on those things too. It's on all the, you know, Apple and all that stuff too. Yeah.
Check that out. She co-hosted with John Durnell, our old pal.
Oh, I love John Durnell.
We went on a Southern tour with him years ago. Yeah. It was very fun.
I just went with him on a Southern tour.
You did? Yeah. Did you stay in the guy's house who has dildos and bags?
No.
Maybe in the top secret session we can tell a funny drinking story about being drunk with John Durnell.
Oh, that sounds like a fun one.
Yeah, we'll see you over at the Top Secret Session Patreon, people. And thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.